Leaders of the Veterans Affairs Department say the agency is well on its way toward better and more modern health care services for veterans. VA officials say that's thanks in part to an overhaul of its information technology systems. But government auditors and members of Congress, they're not so sure. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Meredith, what is going on with VA and its IT systems, some of which we know date back to time immemorial?
First, you have to understand that there are a lot of systems within the VA, especially when it comes to veterans' benefits and health care. And that was the subject of the Senate committee hearing I went to this week. There's a system for handling benefits claims, appealing claims, scheduling appointments, a pharmacy system, a health information exchange, and an electronic record system. And that's just to name a few of them. So having the most modern, easy-to-use, and future-proof systems, that's a priority for the VA. But as we learned from this hearing, things are still taking a lot of time and money, and the senators want results because they say every dollar that goes out the door for these systems is $1 less for veterans. Senator Patty Murray was one of them. She wanted to know why the VA had a change of heart with its VISTA program, which is its electronic record system. She wanted to know why they decided to go in a different direction from what it is right now and go commercial. And here's what the VA's Assistant Secretary for IT, Laverne Council, had to say.
I think at the end of the day, there was a lot of care to focus on that because I have a lot of respect for the VISTA product. But the VISTA product is a 40-year-old product. And when we start to think about the care to the veteran and the clinical management, the clinical operations management, the fact that key analytics are needed to understand if we're really showing meaningful use, and then ultimately getting us to the point that we can really engage the veteran where they are, not where we need to be. It required us to look at how we're moving data, how we're doing analysis, how we're using the clinical information, how we're using our supply chain, how we're getting the pharmacy aligned, all those things. And so as we started to go through it, said, what can technology do today that it couldn't do yesterday? And it can do a lot. And so we laid out as a digital platform that will take advantage of what technology can do on behalf of the veteran, but also on behalf of the community. Because the care in the community, the number of women veterans now added into the process, as well as the aging of the veteran population and the mobility of the veteran, requires that our tools, our insight, and our engagement with them changed. So what we've laid out is really a platform that we actually have gotten insight from the ONC, other industry heads, as well as the DOD. We meet with the DOD. I engage with the DOD leadership. There is no animosity or issue there, and they've been very helpful as we start
Except
thinking
that
about
that
process.
We've been hearing that for a very long time, so excuse my skeptic listen, because I've sat here and heard that over and over again. I want you to be successful. Mm-hmm. But we've heard the same words over and over again. Now it's going to be integrated. Now we're talking to DOD. So I wish you the best, but we really do need results.
That was Senator Patty Murray and Laverne Council, the VA's Assistant Secretary for IT.
All right, so it's all about results, as Senator Murray said.
Yes, the theme of the hearing was results, as well as responsibility and interoperability, and that all goes hand in hand. The main responsibility is service to the veteran, and that starts with being able to share information between the DOD and Veterans Affairs, or doctors and the VA. And Johnny Isaacson, the Georgia senator, said that that's the biggest problem in healthcare just in general. And Laverne Council said, well, this new digital health platform, it's going to be agile, future ready. It's going to make this interoperability, it's even a hard thing to say, that much better.
And they have been talking about it forever.
Yeah.
I mean, Patty Murray is right on that score.
And Senator Mike Grounds, he wanted to know about health record interoperability with the private sector because veterans are also going out to community clinics and hospitals. Dr. David Shulkin, the undersecretary for health at VA, said the department works with more than 700 hospitals and thousands of clinics and doctors. And he was all about the numbers at this hearing. He was rattling off a bunch of different things, like the department's going to reach 100% or close 100% of the inspector general recommendations for information technology by next year. They've also reduced not by 95% the number of employees who get privileged access to records, you know, the personal information. Not everybody needs access to that. And also, the department has recognized 21 million critical vulnerabilities. But on the flip side, the Government Accountability Office has its own numbers to throw right back.
Yeah, they always kind of come as like the skunk at the garden party,
they always
aren't they?
Show up, yeah. And so at this hearing, the auditors were saying, well, the VA has also had an unsuccessful modernization of outpatient scheduling. They spent nearly $130 million on an electronic storage system for surgical implants that was eventually suspended. And they've also taken roughly 2 decades to make a fully interoperable, there's that word again, health record system between VA and the Defense Department, and that's still ongoing. Here's Senator John Bozeman and then the GAO IT Director Valerie Melvin talking about how VA's gotten to where it is on this and what needs to be done.
Ms. Melvin, you highlighted in your testimony that the VA currently has two systems that are over 50 years old. The Personnel Accounting Integrated Data System, which automates time and attendance for employees, is 53 years old. The Benefits Delivery Network that tracks claims by veterans for benefits, eligibility, dates of death is 51 years old. Both use programming language developed in the 1950s. And I think you also said that of 12 agencies or whatever, these are in the top 10 oldest.
Yes. Yep, yes, they are.
Government.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about the importance of these? And I guess talk a little bit how we get ourselves in this situation where we've got two things that are fairly critical and yet, again, go back to the 1950s.
I think it's important to emphasize that there always has to be continual monitoring and updating of systems. There always has to be a focus on when those systems reach a point at which it's time to retire them, or, if you will, or get new ones to replace them in whatever form or fashion. And what we found over time is that there's been a lot of focus on maintaining and operating older systems. It really comes down to the prioritization in many instances of whether those systems are being given the priority and looked at in the way that they should be for determining when they should be retired. So across the work that we have done, where we've had an opportunity to look at those systems, our concerns that we raised there were with the need to really start focusing on bringing them current, reshifting the emphasis, if you will, to putting focus on the development of newer technology and understand or taking a position or having a plan for how to transition them from the operational state that they're in.
So that's GAO IT Director Valerie Melvin speaking with Senator John Bozeman. Meredith, what comes next?
Next week, the committee has a hearing on a bunch of bills that would impact veterans' health and benefits. So we'll see what happens next.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks so much for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.